Okay, so I'm gonna call our meeting to order. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. The first item on the agenda is moving forward with approval of the minutes. So I still move. Great, I second that. Any questions, concerns, changes with the minutes? See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Sarah. The minutes are approved. Moving on to page 6 in the packet, approval of the loans. There is an extensive list of loans.
21 loans. That's wonderful.
Yes. 21 loans to look through. And so before we... I think we'll get into the discussion. Is there just a motion to approve the loan?
I'll make such a motion.
Okay. I will second that. Rich, do you want to kind of walk us through the loans and maybe highlight anything?
Yeah, I've got a few important that I would like to highlight, Sarah. Thank you.
Great.
Number 8 is for the school district of Lodi. They are moving forward with a stadium project, which is a little unusual for us, but... we all like high school sports, so it's all great. Number 9, the town of Lawrence, which is a good customer of ours up in Brown County, is providing some tax incremental district funding for a business called Impact Sports Academy. I think everybody's aware that these sports academies have become pretty big business for towns, for kids to go practice their sports when they're not in session at school. Number 11, the city of Wausau is borrowing $3 million for street and park improvements. You know, normally Wausau might go to bonding, but the financial markets are extremely volatile these days, as I'm sure you know, and the stability of the trust fund loan program is extremely valuable to these communities, and so they decided to come to us. You know, assuming that there is some stability in the financial markets in the future, they may decide to go to bonding at a later date to pay us off, but we'll see how that goes. And then the number 17 is the city of Two Rivers. That loan is a utility revenue loan. The security is revenue from their stormwater utility rather than a general obligation tax levy. Staff analyzes and becomes comfortable with the net operating income and financial stability of the utility, adjust the rate to compensate for these additional risks. However, we do maintain the ability to intercept state aid that is normally being sent to the community, so the overall risk of default remains very low.
And the interest rate is much higher.
Yes, we generally get a premium for those loans, Doug, just because there is some additional risk involved.
I also noticed there's a number 16 is a 3-year loan. I don't remember seeing many 3-year loans.
You know, communities are able to choose the term of their loan. I think that a lot of times what they'll do is they'll request a specific term just to adjust the amount that they have to pay every year.
And there's also a number of refinancing, which we have to expect from time to time.
Yeah, interest rates are very low, general, in the market today, and so this is a prime opportunity for many borrowers to reduce their future interest costs.
I mean, what's a little surprising is that these refinancings, they have a loan at 2.5, and you think they can find even cheaper money.
I think 2.5 is a pretty good rate for them. They may be able to find cheaper money, but, you know, because we don't have any other costs associated with it, and we have a very simple process, they chose to come to us.
So what I'm saying is these people are So I misunderstood my question. What is the loan rate of the loan that they're refinancing?
It varies, Doug. You know, generally it's going to be substantially higher. A lot of these loans were made back when market rates were, you know, in the 3, 4, and 5% range. And so, you know, the current market just provides them an opportunity to access the low rates of today.
So when they borrowed the money from us originally, the rate was possibly 4% or something.
Correct.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Rich, do you maybe want to share from your conversations with different municipalities how much of even the loans that we're seeing today are driven by the current kind of crisis caused by COVID, and what do you think the demand might be moving forward from some of the communities that you've potentially been in contact with?
You know, Sarah, I think that that we haven't really started that process yet. There might be a loan or two in here that they might have funded internally had the coronavirus not been upon us. But I think a lot of those loans are probably down the road when the actual impact on tax revenue starts getting closer to home. I do think that we're going to have a significant number of loans from all different types of borrowers, from counties to school districts to small municipalities, because their tax revenue has either been delayed or reduced because of impacts from the coronavirus. But I don't think that that's really had a big impact on us yet. But I think that it will.
Thank you. Any other questions for Rich about the 21 loans we have in front of us? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the loans, say aye.
Aye, Doug. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Sarah. The loans are approved. There is no old business. There is no new business, so we'll move straight into routine business and Rich and his Chief Investment Officer report.
Thanks, Sarah. What I wanted to talk about was that the Investment Committee voted to suspend moving forward immediately with the remaining real estate commitments until the month of September, when we'll again review the status of those funds. In general, the real estate funds are valued every month, and these valuations are completed by conducting third-party appraisals on an annual basis, along with using an algorithm that adjusts or accounts for changes in any property or market conditions each month. The coronavirus has had an impact on real estate markets, especially retail and hospitality properties. The funds that BCPL selected included an overweight to industrial and apartment property types, which have been less affected by the current market conditions. However, we also wanted to minimize the risk that we'd be buying into these partnerships right before valuations were adjusted for the coronavirus. And so the investment committee decided that it was prudent to wait a few months before we went through with these acquisitions so that the if any of these properties have a reduced valuation, that we would be able to acquire the partnership interests at those reduced values. That's all I've got for today, unless somebody has any questions on the paperwork that was included in the packet.
Anyone have any questions for Rich? No, Rich, I appreciate you covering the in-process commitments, because that was going to be something I was hoping you would cover. So thanks for that.
You bet.
Okay. The Executive Secretary, Mr. German.
Well, my report isn't as exciting as Rich's. Department of Administration and the State Budget Director have issued guidance on the fiscal year 2020 budget lapse, and BCPL has been expressly exempted from the requirement for a 5% budget lapse because we're not an executive agency. However, in the interest of being a team player during this difficult time, we are keeping a lid on our expenditures, and we are projecting that we'll be able to meet that lapse of 5% of our budget in accord with other state agencies that are not exempt. Furthermore, we provide the services of our senior forester, Kevin Burns, to the COVID effort. Kevin is an expert on geographic information systems, and Kevin normally uses that expertise to map our trust lands and timber located on such lands. Now, Kevin's working with a team to track and map the location of persons infected with COVID-19 throughout the state.
Interesting. And he's working from home, wherever he is?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Yeah. DHS got a great person for that project in Kevin. So. The Wisconsin Counties Association published a story on BCPL's Trust Fund Loan Program in their May magazine. As I noted at the last meeting, people may be able to postpone the payment of their last property tax installment until September, but counties are required to pay the full amount of all uncollected taxes to the other respective taxing entities by August 20th. So as a result, counties may need to borrow money in order to settle up with those other taxing authorities at that time, and the counties may look to the Trust Fund Loan Program for those borrowing needs. The yield on the state investment fund, where we keep our short-term money, has dropped to 0.5%. So, short-term investments like loans to counties or schools may be a good alternative to the SIF until we're able to deploy the money in larger, longer-term investments. The League of Municipalities ran a story about BCPL recently, and they will be running another short story about using BCPL trust fund loans to pass through to local businesses or entities. And that's about all I have for today, unless there's any questions.
Okay. Thanks for that, Tom, and also thanks for being creative and going above and beyond to figure out how BCPL can be a team player with participating in that 5%. Todd, I know that's not easy, so it's appreciate BCPL looking at that. My report is just to kind of continuing to build off of what Tom said. What we mentioned last meeting is we've been in contact with the League of Municipality, the Counties Association. We also did a webinar last week with the Wisconsin County Treasurers and put together a survey for them to help us understand what they believe their financial impact will be. And so we are compiling those results, and I do think that that financial impact assessment could be a helpful data point as we look at the state trust fund loan program and understanding what their financing gaps could be and where they might go to find that. So we are compiling that now, and we can share that with the investment committee and with the board. So that is my update. Any future agenda items? All right. Seeing none, I think this might be a record meeting for us. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
All right. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Doug, aye.
Aye, Josh.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe and have a good rest of your week.
Thank you.
Have a good week.
Bye.